container. You take it in a, you set it at a big bucket, like a bucket, and you set it in the ice.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a pallet in that container. And you had a crank that would go on top of that. You set it in that ice, and you get you a sack or something, and a small kid or something set on the top of it, and you're towing it. That pallet, and they just keep on towing it maybe about for a half hour. And that ice would freeze.
Good ice cream, wasn't it?
Oh. Better than the one you could buy.
Yeah. My mother's made that. Now that you come to think of it, she's made that before. But when you went out at night, they'd take a piece of wood or something like that, or would you ever just, if you didn't have a lantern, say, you might take a bottle and put coal oil in it and stuff a rag in it, and they call that a what? I lit up a, or,
I don't know.
Or would they ever take a piece of wood?
I know they do it. I know they see nobody do it.
Yes.
Ah.
When they went out at night, light a piece of wood, say when they were fishing out on a lake?
We not, because they wouldn't let us through it far when we were small.
Uh-huh. And you know what a flambeau was?
Uh-uh.
Okay, a torch, you know.
Maybe. Yeah, I know so.
When your mother was doing the wash, she'd carry the clothes out to the line in a...
In a bucket, or... Well, mostly a bucket.
Did you ever see the things they would make that were woven, say? Woven kind of things? When you go on a picnic, you'd take a what?
Oh.
Or
I
when see. You go out in the woods somewhere, your mother would have a what? Carry a lot of things in.
A basket?
Yeah.
Well, we... couldn't afford no basket. We had just old ordinary table but bucket.
Yeah. Now nails used to come in a nail. Didn't what did nails come in?
Nails used to come in a barrel.
Would it be a big barrel?
You had they would
you ever see the little ones?
Yeah, you get some. They had all sizes. I guess anywhere from 10 pounds to 100 pounds you could get them.
It was just a little...
A little old wooden barrel.
Uh-huh. It had what around? What went around the barrel to hold it?
You had some rings, wire rings. That was,
Or those metal, what, metal?
You bell remember, rings.
Remember that game they used to play?
That hula hoop?
Yeah.
It was something.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Those things were called metal.
Rings? I'm not. Yeah. Because they used to have them on them old outdoor systems. That's what they would call them, metal hoops.
Now, a little barrel was called, like beer would come in a what? Beer. You ever seen when they bought that, it would come in a?
In a keg.
Because
we used to make plenty of it in the old pub there, that kind of thing.
You did?
Yeah, we capped that stuff back.
They made what? Made?
Homemade brew.
Homebrew.
Then we capped it green, but before that test of it, she was right. So, you know, we put that up on the high and take it to bus. That was a war going on.
How much of that would you make? Could you make it good? I mean...
Before that, I would make it about 10, 12 gallons. So that would be till 10, 11 o'clock at night, capping it. Had a beer test and tell when it was ready, you know.
What did you put in there to make it? Okay, what were the ingredients?
You had they call it moss. It was a syrup, a beer syrup. And you put you some yeast cakes in there.
Yeah.
With sugar. It wasn't hard to make, but you had to know when to cap it. That was the important thing.
You had to know how much?
You had a tester. and you have to know how to read the tesla. If that tesla, you'll go in, it was just about on the mark, and it was about 6 o'clock that evening. If it was ready to cap at 10 o'clock that night, you better cap it. And if you start at 10, sometimes you have about 150 bottles.
Okay, the bottles would put, would you put what at the top of the bottle?
Well, you had a cap. We had a special cap. I had one somewhere here.
Yeah, y'all had a first rate
too. Oh, man, that was a good living. We take musket down and make wine.
Yeah.